Earlier this week, Teamsters organizers announced they'll hold an election to unionize workers at Google Express. The employees in question work for Adecco. That's a firm that specializes in temporary workers and helps run Google Express, which handles same-day and overnight delivery of goods from retailers like Costco and PetSmart. A union representative says workers have complained about safety and that they have to sign on for 2 years, after which they have to find a new job. Google says it supports the workers' right to decide whether to unionize in this latest effort to unionize service workers who keep Silicon Valley's sprawling tech campuses running. Beth Willon from Here and Now contributor KQED reports.
Walking onto the large Facebook campus in Menlo Park, California is like being inside a Swiss clock. Clean, precise, organized. Day in, day out, groundskeepers, shuttle drivers, cafeteria workers, and janitors keep this campus ticking. In May, Facebook announced that contractors who do business with the social media site and have more than 25 employees must provide them with improved wages and benefits if they work a substantial number of hours. Facebook spokeswoman Lori Goler says the wage hike was given a lot of thought.
The minimum is $15 an hour, 15 days of paid time off a year, and a $4,000 new child benefit for both men and women.
There's been a domino effect since a union-backed campaign calling itself Silicon Valley Rising started leaning hard on tech companies to improve the wages of the lowest-paid workers. Activists are holding demonstrations outside of tech companies and contractors' offices. So was Facebook's pay increase prompted by recent moves at Google giving shuttle bus drivers wage increases and Apple bringing security guards onto its payroll?
We've really been working on it for a while, and it was not, you know, it was sort of came from us and from within and our thinking about what's important and what's important to us and to our business and our community.
It also comes against the backdrop of national organizing for better wages for service employees. At a rally outside of a contractor's office in San Jose, City Councilman Ash Kalra says he sees a trend in tech companies bringing jobs in-house or hiring responsible contractors.
There's no excuse in this valley to contract with companies that aren't treating their employees well. No excuse.
But many companies are still under fire for the treatment of the service workers on their campuses. Case in point, Intel in Santa Clara changed cafeteria vendors in November. The new contractor didn't retain the 70 employees who worked under the old manager. Sarah McDermott of Unite Here, Local 19, representing those workers, says Intel is responsible because it could legally have protected those workers.
When a company is changing contractors, Intel has the power to say, yes, we'll give you this contract, but we want you to hire the current workforce.
An Intel spokesman said by email it's not the company's policy to discuss suppliers and declined an interview. South Bay Labor Council Executive Director Ben Field says competition among vendors bidding for jobs is the culprit.
Part of the problem is that there is a race to the bottom among contractors for service sector work in high tech. And high tech companies can stop that from happening.
Until they stop it, the labor movement is pushing unionization. In February, shuttle bus drivers for Yahoo, Apple, Genentech, eBay, and Zynga voted to join the Teamsters. Drivers for Google did not. But that very next month, the company gave drivers pay raises and better benefits. Was that a way to keep them from unionizing? Google spokeswoman Wendy Pauly says no, that workers have a right to organize.
And in this case, we were being competitive with the wages and benefits they were being offered at the other companies in the Bay Area.
Companies like Google, Facebook, and Apple are clearly beginning to change. Russell Hancock, president of a consortium of business and civic leaders, says faced with critical public opinion, they don't have much choice.
They're being bludgeoned on these issues, and I don't think anybody enjoys that. I think they genuinely want to be a positive force.
Moving forward, Hancock expects newer sharing economy companies to be more open to increasing wages, improving benefits, and bringing service workers onto their payrolls or sharing responsibilities for contracted workers. It's no coincidence the Silicon Valley Rising labor movement was launched at Our Lady of Guadalupe Church in East San Jose. It's the same place Cesar Chavez first mobilized farm workers back in the 1960s. He would drive a bus to the fields and bring the workers back to the church to talk about voting and unionizing. Longtime Silicon Valley labor supporter Bob Brownstein says there are symbolic parallels.
You know, the grape strike wasn't just about grapes. It was about the plight of agricultural workers. The struggles of security guards and cafeteria workers and shuttle drivers is not just about them. It's about a much, much larger low-wage sector that's trapped in Silicon Valley.
Brownstein is urging the tech companies to come to the table about the wage gap, now $250,000 between top and bottom earners. For Here and Now, I'm Beth Willon in San Jose.